May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Well, since two of the lessons have water in them, I'm going to start with this story. It's a true story. I know the participants, and I have heard the wife tell this. So my friends, they're getting married in a large Baptist church. And the bride and the bridesmaids are all there ready. And the groom is set, standing out in the hall with the best man and the rest of the groomsmen. And of course, he's nervous. And he decides, in anticipation of being nervous, that he needs to take care of a minor call of nature. Plenty of time. So he asks where the bathroom is. Down the hall, first door on the right. And the classic mix-up. Down the hall, and he takes the first door on the left. And he opens the door, and it's very dark. And he can't find a light switch, but he feels the steps in front of him. So he starts up. And at the top of the steps, there's a small landing, and he goes forward. And meanwhile, in the congregation, the organ is playing. The congregation waits expectantly for the arrival of the bride, and they hear a crash, loud shouting and water splashing, all coming from the front of the church. It's a Baptist church. He's fallen into the baptismal pool there above the altar. He proves what we all know. You can't walk on water. I thought that was a perfect beginning to this gospel. So, the gospel has a couple of themes. I'm going to try and hit two. That way you can kind of keep track with me and know how long the sermon's going to be. All right? Here's how I want you to listen to sermons. When I preach, here's how I want you to listen to them. Say your prayers. Right now, ask God to speak to you. And now in the course of this sermon, if something touches you, stop listening to me and listen to God. Ask God what He's showing you. And follow that thought. And then when that thought ends, come back. This is not permission to do the grocery list, okay? All right, here we go. Point one. I look at this lesson, and the first thing I notice is Jesus dismissed the crowds and went up on a mountain by himself to pray. The first message in the gospel. I look at that. His retreat for prayer involves silence. And I don't know about you, but I need to follow that example big time. Because in order to hear the word of God, in order to hear his voice, I have to be still and to be quiet. And honestly, our world is an unbelievably noisy place. Text messages, Instagram, Facebook, the occasional real voice call, and Google, and YouTube. The rabbit holes you could go down playing with YouTube are amazing. You can go down and waste hours watching dachshund videos. Okay, that's my weakness. I got two. 10-week-old puppy, a 2-year-old puppy, so you can tell where my world goes. But that's my weakness. The question, though, is, how do you carve out that time to be present for your family, to be present for your friends, to be present for God? How do you do that? How do you sit down and read Scripture asking God to speak to you? Most of the complaints that I hear about prayer is people saying, I pray and don't get answers. Well, probably that's because you're talking and then walking. If you ask a question of God, You've got to be still and quiet enough to hear the answer. I mean, I have to do that with my wife. If I ask her a question, you bet I better be sitting there listening to the answer. That's point one. Be still. Listen to God. Point two. I don't know about you again, but this question, this story asked me the question, how much do you trust the Lord? And what do when we trust Him? What do we trust Him to do? See, this story becomes a lesson of faith and response. The boat, the disciples, they're on the water, they're in a storm, and Jesus appears and challenges Peter, that disciple par excellence, trust me. And He calls. Of course, He calls each of us. He calls each of us to come to Him. Come to me, all who travail and are in heavy distress. Each and every Sunday, each and every day, the Lord calls us to come to Him. He calls us in times of quietness, in times of quiet and calm, and He calls us in times of storm and chaos. And Peter comes. He gets out of the boat. I wish that's what I would do. So Peter jumps out of the boat, starts his stroll across the waters. Notice that everything is going fine. Right up until the time Peter looks at the wind and the waves. Again, I don't know about you. Good times are always better when I'm looking at the Lord. Hard times are easier when I'm looking at the Lord. I rock along just fine until I stop looking at the Lord. That's when the waves and winds of the chaos of life overwhelm me. And Peter is afraid. And he cries out, Lord, save me. Again, have you ever been there? Overwhelmed. Those moments in life when everything is out of control. The waves of fear, the waves of loss, of confusion wash over you, threaten to take you away. I can't tell you how many times I've been there. But the lesson is, when you're feeling overwhelmed, our cry has to be, Lord, save me. And the Lord reaches out His hand and plucks Peter from the waves. The Lord brings Peter to safety. And all of the disciples make the confession, truly, you are the Son of God. That's the response I hope for. That's the response I pray for. That recognition of Jesus for who He truly is, the Savior of the world. Truthfully, God blesses us. He loves us. He forgives us. He offers us changed lives. And these are ours as long as we focus our attention on Christ. When we take our eyes off of Him to concentrate on other things, well, that's when I begin to sink. This is the primary lesson for me. When Peter called to the Lord, when he counted on the Lord's help, he walked on water. When human frailty made him falter, he turned once more to the Lord, who immediately stretches out His hands, raising him up as he's sinking. Think then, in our own life, of the world as a sea whipped up to tempestuous heights by violent winds. My own private tempest may be my own unruly desires. But if we focus on the Lord, if we keep our eyes focused on Him, if we call to Him, Lord, save me, He will reach out His hand and bring us into the boat, into his presence, into his grace. For only he can truly save us in these storms of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.